When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lincoln's crime stats for the past year have been released. Good morning, I'm Jeff Moats. We're at 47 degrees at KFOR FM 101.5, 1240 AM at 731. The annual public safety report from Lincoln Police shows a 10% drop in violent crime in Lincoln compared to the 20-year average. There were only 8 homicides in all of 2023, according to Chief Michonne Morrill. There are other downward trends in violent crime, too. If you break it down, that includes aggravated assaults and robbery.
Robbery is also trending downward with a 70% drop from its peak in 2005 of 255 to last year in 2023 was 156.
There were increases in other crimes, though, in 2023, including auto thefts, largely due to some social media trends. The full crime report is up at KFORnow.com. A week after tornadoes ripped through areas between Lincoln, Omaha, and Blair, and other areas across Nebraska, Governor Jim Pillen is requesting federal disaster assistance from President Biden. Federal disaster assistance will help with relief costs, debris removal, protective measures, and individual assistance. The affected area includes multiple counties across eastern Nebraska. It comes days after the governor issued an emergency declaration for Douglas, Washington, and Lancaster counties. According to Governor Pillen, preliminary cost assessments submitted to FEMA for public infrastructure damage in all counties is at $11.5 million. The number of homes impacted by the tornado in Douglas and Washington counties is nearly 400, including almost 160 homes that were deemed to be destroyed. KFOR News Time is 7:33. Lincoln's 13th annual Give to Lincoln Day has been scheduled for May 30th. It's an online event coordinated by the Lincoln Community Foundation, which encourages you to make donations to support local nonprofits and charities, with more than 460 local charities registered for this year's event. LCF President and CEO Alec Gorinsky tells KFOR News, each participating nonprofit organization will get a proportional share of the record match fund of $650,000 based on the percentage of total dollars raised.
Gifts can be made throughout the month of May at givetolincoln.com. And as a special treat this year, our friends from Aloe Fiber are making boosted donations. So for every gift made online is eligible for a daily drawing of an additional $250 to that nonprofit organization.
Last year, Give to Lincoln Day raised more than $7.5 million for local nonprofits and $57 million since 2012. You could read more at KFORnow.com. And the 47th running of the Lincoln Marathon is this Sunday. And keep in mind, there will be some detours set up if you have to head to church or to some other place when the race is happening. Lincoln Police Captain Mike Wolf says the top priority for them is the safety and concern for race participants, volunteers, and spectators.
Please be vigilant and contact an officer if you see something suspicious. Our officers will be working at the start and finish lines along the course to manage traffic and monitor crowds.
And Captain Woolman does suggest that you get familiar with the map of the race route. You can find that with this story at KFORnow.com. Race time for the marathon is Sunday morning at 7. Lincoln's first forecast, sunny today, a high of 74, then a 90% chance of thunderstorms late tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 48. Thunderstorms possible early, just a slight chance, and then clearing skies through the day tomorrow and a high of 64.